This is a psychiatric evaluation. Patient name is Pearl, P-E-A-R-L. Last name is Crisman, C-H-R-I-S-M-A-N. Date of birth is 12-9-1939. Referred by Dr. Langenis. Date is 1-23-2013. Examiner HCMD. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of dementia, behavioral problems, medication review. History present unless I reviewed patient's chart. This is a new referral to me. Patient was admitted here on 1-7-2013 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital. Patient has multiple medical problems, including history of falls and fracture of orbital floor and fracture of malar, M-A-L-A-R, and maxillary. Patient was on haloperidol 0.5 milligram QHS PRN for delirium, agitation, wandering behaviors, and is currently on haloperidol 0.5 milligram HS. I spoke to patient's niece, Linda, who believes that patient has been having cognitive problems for the past year or so. Niece was aware of patient taking haloperidol and expressed concerns regarding patient's agitation, increased confusion, wandering, aggressive behaviors in the evenings. Patient admits to ongoing anxiety, worrying, and knew that she's taking Cymbalta for that. Her chart indicates a previous use of Xanax for anxiety. Patient was fixated on when she can go home. Niece reports that patient might be going to an assisted living upon discharge. Next paragraph, past medical history, dementia, encephalopathy, history of falls, history of orbital floor, malar and maxillary bones fracture, esophageal reflux disease, hypertension. Psychiatric history, dementia, depression, anxiety, drug, alcohol, denied. Social, personal history. Patient is married. Patient's husband had a stroke last year, and they have a son who has chronic medical problems. Patient's daughter died of accidental overdose. Next paragraph, mental status examination. I'm sorry, actually, current medications. Donepezil 10 milligram HS, haloperidol 0.5 milligram HS, Tylenol, Prilosec, Propofol, Cymbalta 60 milligram QD, Norvasc, Zocor, Cholecalciferol, Lisinopril. Mental status examination, constant physical appearance, appropriately dressed, motor movements with a normal demeanor, cooperative level of consciousness, alert, orientation to self. She did not know the name of this facility, but knew that she's in Troy. She couldn't tell me today's date. Speech is clear, thought processes, periods of confusion, mood somewhat anxious, thought content of preoccupied on going home, suicidal homicidal ideation, denied, delusional thinking. denied hallucination. Does not appear to be actively hallucinating at this time. Inside judgment poor. Patient could memory, cognition. Patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Diagnostic impression, Alzheimer's disease 330.1.0. Number 2, dementia with behavioral disturbance 294.11. Number 3, rule out psychosis, NOS 298.9. Axis 2, none. Axis 3, history of falls. History of fracture of malar, maxillary, orbital floor, esophageal reflux disease, hypertension. Axis 4, moderately severe stressors. Axis 5, GAF is 40. Next paragraph, treatment and recommendations. Discussion and recommendations. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Number 2, patient's mood appears, patient's depression appears to be stable on Cymbalta. Number 3, I discussed with patient's niece extensively regarding risks and benefits of using antipsychotic medications. Dementia and behavioral problems. Niece reports that patient has done better on haloperidol, but was open to switching patient from haloperidol to risperidol with the hope of lesser potential adverse effects. Niece understands that patient needs to have her medications reviewed on a regular basis, and if her condition gets stabilized, attempts should be made for gradual dose reduction and discontinuation of risperidol. We'll follow with you as needed basis, psychiatric consultant HCMB, clinical consultant HCMB, date 1, 23, 2013.